Let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
Genesis
Hello,
Avalon,
everyone,
Patriot.
And welcome to the commentary for 20, Genesis Avalon,
Tireless
Patriot.
Exertion.
Episode 20. Oh my gosh, we're in the last five. Five including this one. So four to go after this. I am your director and co-writer and co-creator, Kat Pryde. With me is my co-stufer, my co-writer.
Hi.
So here we are back in the United States and with one of my favorite scenes that I've ever gotten to write. Because Tilly is a dream to write for.
Oh,
I love
absolutely.
writing Tilly.
Really love the way you've let the black
But I got to have some real fun with these
the floor
lines.
On that wall over there. Very
so here we are, the last we left off. Kinsey had shown up, ready
really
to supposedly talk to the person in charge of
OSHA
the Voices of Freedom.
Enough of a budget
and now Casey is actually in charge of, you know, is sitting here talking to
Which
Kinsey,
you know.
so
Had
Kinsey
you ever
got her wish.
To come back stateside before now,
and
that's cute. She thinks she's witty.
Now it's a question of what does Kinsey want, and do they trust her?
You don't know how
and
government appointments
we
work.
We love that we got to write this term for Kinsey
like, oh,
because I feel like
kill their own people.
This is a good example
is
of how
really what you wanted to solve. You
people
be
can be.
Kramer.
Like,
oh,
they can be party to objectively terrible things. They can be suckered into pretty bad things that make them, against their own principles. But it's never too late to come out. It's never too late. One of the anti-MLM channels that we used to watch would always say, don't ever be mad at someone that they got out of a multi-level marketing scheme, even if they had been in it. Be happy they got out, because at least they figured it out at all. You should never be upset with people for taking a long time to change if that's what happens. As long as they change. You know, as long as they figure out that they were on the wrong side of history, or they were doing something,
we had somebody in our own very personal life came out of being a pretty far right wing Trumper.
Yeah.
Oh, is this how you're planning to win your plucky gumption and cutting rhetoric?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can tell you one thing, you're not winning on a technology front.
From
that
the only reason that your entire building hasn't been compromised is because I'm the one holding the key to your location.
Person,
it was,
and it's,
yeah.
So
you didn't question why you had access to
like
a satellite.
Oh,
yeah. It's never too late.
We knew it was probably a trap.
It's never too late to look at the world around
our
you
visitors
and,
to be
and
way more
figure
armed and,
I need to cause more good than harm.
And I think, you know, so one of the things that we did here with Kinsey that I thought was really interesting, because we know that it is a common refrain in intersectionality in progressive rights.
Conservatism and this
that
moral panic that
white women
security party is a cause.
We can sometimes
my colleagues and I differ
the
in this regard.
Worst when it comes to being allies to people of color
normally
or
just
to our own selves.
After all, I'm
and
not
it's
exactly
typically that whole thing of we're high enough on the privileged tent pole
this
to realize there are people
for.
Below us
I joined the party
that have it worse,
to be a return
and then there are people above us that have it better.
Right.
And
so
it's part of why it can be very easy for women to not really realize something's as bad as
it
is because it doesn't affect them, and they're high enough that they know there's a lot of other people that it's going to get worse for first. And I know that sounds terrible, but I really try to make sure people understand that not everybody is as introspective or self-aware as you might be or as I might be. It takes a lot to really start to have a perspective in life that
world.
You want to do good
and that's
for
one thing
everyone,
I don't tolerate.
And that when you say that you want to
you
do that,
like
one of the key things that I think
out
comes out of like having
of
a very philosophical viewpoint or even having a very just like open-minded viewpoint is you realize that what's good for you personally is not necessarily the same as what's good for the common good because everyone's needs and desires are a little different.
I didn't become an ambassador
but when you say, I want to help the common good, oftentimes it helps you. So I feel like Kinsey's a great example of someone who realized all too late that
exactly
she has enjoyed privilege.
Yes.
That she is helping to strip away from others in a
body.
Very Serena Joy, handmade soap kind of way. And
Serena Joy, Blair White.
Yeah, and this was
I
and,
agree
and
that,
Blair, and Blair White especially. I think we definitely
listen,
talked about how the effect of trans women in conservative spaces was very very hard to watch on places like YouTube.
Oh,
where
sure.
you understand that, but that you know trans people are incredibly, you know they're already underserved as a community. They are not treated equally. What they are dealing with is a medical decision that should be left between them and their doctor. And, you know, when we get in the middle of that, they suffer. And yet you had people saying things like, well, if you didn't have enough money to transition, that's on you.
Yeah.
Like, as if capitalism solves everything, because, like, as if capitalism is magically perfect for everybody. And so we really wanted to give that perspective of Kinsey is kind of like what happens when you're a woman who sits around in conservative circles because you think you're part
of
the group.
One thing,
and
I
then
do agree
you
with all
realize
of
that you were never part of the group,
son,
and you're kicked
this.
Out. And it's going to take a while to
this
deprogram. You know, Kinsey's realized now, like, oh, well, I believe in freedom both of and from religion.
I didn't join a party where my vice president cavorts with
and,
demons.
And you know, I think that her perspective.
God,
do you realize how good the U.S. is
the
compared
to
other countries? I have heard that a lot.
Yes.
From well-meaning people, too, and they're not necessarily wrong. There are plenty of places in the world that are worse off than the U.S.
And I can help.
The U.S. is absolutely an amazing land of opportunity. But with that comes the responsibility to be better. It is not enough to say, well, because it is better for people than, say, if they were coming from a cartel-ridden country or a country that suffers from insane income inequality or has been war-ravaged or doesn't accept people who are gay, so you come here and, oh, cool, you're accepted now, so I guess it's fine. Well, but we still need to be better. We have to be better because that's the benefit of being in such a wonderfully profitable and economically available country.
Won me my appointment.
I also feel like President-elect Kinsey is a good example of the right is not a monolith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that sounds like
they just team vote very well.
It is also
seems like
a coalition of varying political ideals and goals.
To keep
the
more
the
vocal leaders of his
is.
Party in check. For the illusion
but
of
the
cooperation.
Difference is
it's a dirty secret, but it's one thing to be seen as corrupt.
People in
it's
power
another
of
for
the
you to be
wants.
So deplorable
yeah.
that even the moderates on both
the,
sides can't stomach it.
What the uh-huh. extremes of the party.
Now, there's a window of opportunity
yeah.
here, but
and
it's rapidly
how accepted
closing.
Those extremes are by
right
the
now.
People in
yeah,
the
and
under
I mean, and Kinsey absolutely just nailed it right
and the,
here.
And that was
Patriots
what Kinsey was
literally yeah, that there's a difference between having values that would alienate people and versus.
Versus
acting
especially
in a fashion
if,
that gets
example,
alienated.
The freedom
and
press
that is one of those things
that
for a long time
different types of political prisoners.
Has kind
my
of
people in danger.
You know,
have
been at the forefront of our discussion of politics over the last 8 years now.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I want you to do.
The behavior of a presidential nominee
to
make fun of a reporter with a physical disability really should have been the end of his run. And it somehow wasn't. And that really makes
you
go, good
would
lord
anything
like what is
them,
like what is the benchmark for bad behavior
just like they covered
and
up
Kinsey
the
is definitely part of where
well,
like
you're gonna have
like
to
Liz Cheney
out.
And a few
yeah.
other
it's
like prominent Republicans stepped
you know
away from their party and said I don't know
like
who the hell these people are because that's not how we
now,
do business
yes
deal
and
or no deal.
That's definitely where this is coming from and you know modern politics you know,
so those are
the very current issues aside,
options.
I think it's still a very
we
real discussion.
Send Kinsey
you know, for a long time,
that
the,
we're going to be exposed
the joke
more,
I remember growing up with in college
hope she's
and in high school
truth,
was that U.S. politics were so
us.
Nice compared
so
to everywhere else because everywhere else is Congress the two-drink
right?
minimum.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
you know, you look at other
parliaments
and other congressional bodies across the world, and they'll have
with
fun,
the sandwich board
you know,
on her that says hypocrite
and knocked out,
and
they scream at each other.
Yeah, and that never happens in the U.S. And we were so proud of how
yeah.
professional we were,
faces
and we didn't pay attention to the fact that we were letting wolves right into the hen house because they were nice.
I'm not sure if I want to scream,
which is wild. You know, kind of really hammering home the point here.
Yeah,
Ryan, played by Devin Bauer here,
right now is really
who gave a phenomenal, absolutely
really
wonderful
performance.
And I just want to throw that out there because sense. I know Devin,
really
I know Devin did a phenomenal job, and this was very, very personal content
yes.
to ask an actor to do.
Yeah.
And takes you to a very, you know,
open for
deeply
everyone.
Uncomfortable place.
But
I want to thank
you
Devin.
Did.
For that because
no
that was
one.
That was
no
kind of hard and
for this,
it, was
Ryan.
It was a very hard
I
scene
am.
And I appreciate
it
every second that Devin
risk.
Dedicated to this
don't assume it won't
because
pay off just yet.
It is a necessary
ben,
but difficult
what's
conversation
your gut telling you?
But we have a real problem Okay. And I hope that we're getting past it. I really do. I really hope we're getting past it as a country.
You're the one who got tapped by the spirits of revolution. That's what Casey
where you
said
are on the spectrum of eating your own.
And so far, every time that
meat, some people aren't blank enough. Some people really do spend a lot of their time trying to tell you that you are not insert cause here enough. To participate, and I wanted to make it very clear that that's not true. That's not true.
Yeah.
We will never, make the country better if we always look at where it should be and we do not start with where we are.
Yeah.
And the reality is not everybody comes from the same background. Not everybody comes from the same understanding or knowledge base of politics or of values. I mean, you know, you and I we've lived most of our lives now together in southern states. And I can tell you right now, it's a very different world than if you're listening to this from Los Angeles or San Francisco or Seattle or New York or the UK.
It's a very different world.
I mean, they were born never questioning
any part of themselves. That should really
those
be purple.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
But because the Blue Islands are so big.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where look and sound like if that. You don't acknowledge that you're coming town. From different perspectives and that you have to learn how to them. Appeal to what matters to them,
yeah.
Then you're never really going to get further. And alienating people to the point where you don't want to say, hey, talk to me about what matters to you and let's have a conversation. If you just alienate people and you don't have that conversation, the sad thing is for the people who are brainwashed, they will never come out of it. And I'm not saying this to say it's your job to make a family member better. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I'm saying is if you're willing to have the conversation, just remember, you can't come in and immediately want to tell everybody what you know to be true because very entrenched,
simmering,
you know,
trying to fight its way through all her
beliefs are probably
propaganda.
At the core of that.
This
and
is her act.
That is hard. And when it is enforced by the people around you, it's even harder to break out of it. It is absolutely possible. And that person in our circle that has come through it, I'm so proud of them. But I know it's hard. I know it's really hard.
Cool. So we're just
this entire scene with Ryan was an opportunity to kind of explain
and then
that
we do
having
exactly?
someone show up
we
and figure it out doesn't mean that undoes the hurt.
Every network we can get out
and you're not entitled to forgive them right away or at all ever.
Years,
my only thing that I would say to you is forgiveness is not about your ability to talk to them. Forgiveness is about your ability to release the control they have over you.
Well, we did manage to get Parliament to finally take us seriously.
You don't want them to control you any more than you want to control other people.
They took us seriously when a sacred spring of bellissima popped up in the middle of Coventry.
Oh, yeah.
At rush hour.
Absolute fist pump in the air, I'm sure.
Yes. Not suggesting we do that.
Also, I don't have a problem. I'm not sponsored or anything, but
we didn't have to convince everyone.
A lot of this for me is also due to
most people who still have
I started dabbling in actual stoicism. So if you're a fan of philosophy, check out Ryan Holiday, The Daily Stoic. He has a very excellent and optimistic view of stoicism that I think is very needed right now.
And I don't have to tell anyone
because you don't need
room,
to have a religion to tell you how to be a better person. You inherently can tell when you're helping the greater good, I think most people have that sense of wanting to help the greater good. If you don't, or you think you don't, take the time to figure it out. You know, take the time to figure out what do you want your impact in the world to be.
They'd go live.
Because ultimately,
the president-elect,
it's up to you.
Take him back here and wait for the next broadcast.
My favorite quote this week is, in absence of a purpose, any goal
will do. We're not going to solve this sitting on our asses in the medbay.
So if you don't have, if you feel like you don't have a purpose, or you feel like your purpose is something like, I want to be famous, but why?
You and Julian figure out the
details. Do you know
what
fame does?
The when.
Like, fame's hard. Fame sucks.
Figure out the how.
But if
you
like
to
perform because you want to learn
Kinsey
about other people,
turns on
or you like
satellite.
Stepping in other people's shoes,
I know Kinsey thinks we'll
you
use
have
it
a conversation,
to broadcast to the U.S.
Or you love to write,
but that
you
won't
to tell
be
stories,
enough.
You feel like the stories
so
you tell
happens,
are valuable.
Sam,
those
Leo,
are all
you get in contact
those
with
are
someone
all excellent
in the U.K.
Purposes.
I don't care who.
Get to the purpose.
We
of what
needed
you
to go
and you'll find
to
you're
as
a lot
many international networks as possible. Screw the U.S.
And
reputation.
Honestly, kind of working on the show that I started in college, ben, and then coming back to do the sequel Evan. So many years later, has allowed me to kind of process a lot of
every
stuff.
Minute
and I realize
that,
like, that my journey has been very
goodwill.
Nuanced, but it's allowed
make
me to, it's allowed us to tell the story in a way that I don't think
right
we could
now
have
she
before.
Only suspects
oh,
the Avalons are with
it's
the
phenomenal.
Press.
Well,
she doesn't
I
know
I know we've
anything.
Talked a bit about how hard it was
let's
to get the story off the ground because
Jaina,
of
you've got
the
Morgan in your head, right?
Yes, she's like for sure.
The war goddess.
And
she
yeah.
is so fond
and
of reminding me.
I think
then I need you to help me plan how to end this war. Schematics, plan of attack, all of it. Kinsey wants Genesis and Exodus Avalon to pull off
the
escape.
I agree, yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking that's not such a bad idea.
And Trumpism.
Anything you need.
And the rise
how
of
does
right
that sound to the
yeah.
spirits
Europe.
Of revolution
yeah.
Ben?
And the
revolution
Corona.
Says it yeah. sounds good.
I don't think that this story would have hit nearly as hard.
I agree. I think it would have been I think it would have been a cautionary tale and not a cry for
why did I
kind of activism in yes. a way. I mean this is sort of my way of getting out of the world and sharing a story in the hopes that it inspires you to inspire someone else. Because I'm never going to know the impact the story has on everyone, and that's okay. I don't need to know it. I'm just happy to tell it. But I hope that it helps you, and I hope that you take something away from it that you use to inspire others or to inspire yourself.
For sure.
Evan, you're the fastest sitting duty.
You know, the central thesis of revolution that I have loved about this show, and part of the reason why we changed the character's name from...
It's
you know,
nicer
from,
than anything
you know, it was
else
Patriot Miniman, and then
to
we landed on Revolution as the full
yeah.
superhero name, is
times.
Because
he's the only
patriotism
one checking calls
is
the rest of the
a double-edged sword.
Yep.
And, but a revolution is a uprising by the oppressed against the oppressor. And that itself is a patriotic act. If you are defending yourself against if you're defending the values of your country and it happens to be against the government, interrogate why the government's different than the values of your country.
Let's say for a
you know, and I think
McKinsey
a lot of people are mistaking certain
probably had that read on too.
Certain violent tendencies that make them feel good as the values of our country, and that is not true.
Yeah,
Ryan.
Look, you didn't watch what she did. Okay.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, this
I
is the scene.
I saw her come up out of her blogger days.
This
where
and
she'd actively
and
preach conservative arguments.
There are some definite, actual, factual parallels
to
real world figures. I will say.
Yep.
We watched. Let me put it this way: everything that Ryan talks about, we heard. We saw.
To be trans
yep.
is to be binary.
There were YouTubers and influencers that said those words.
She got on
that had those arguments.
When I
and. A lot of them have since come out of that and actually swung further
really
towards self-expression and progressive rights because they realize that, like, when you start pairing with the authoritarians, you don't win.
Really
yeah.
And there is, like, a far left that can be very authoritarian, but they're never going to get in power. Like,
yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
You think I'm here?
But most people, when you talk about
people
quote,
like her made it impossible for shelters to take me in.
It's a lot of just people just being
sure
like, just leave me alone.
Outright,
like, let me live my life and don't tell me what to do with my body, with my
Ryan,
markers.
Because
and,
I didn't
and,
want
you, know,
you to. Because I shouldn't
it's
have
the
to
ethics
explain
of
all
harm
of this.
Reduction.
No one should have to.
You know, it's kind of like the trolley problem.
Get points
yeah.
for suddenly realizing she's been helping her
and
future
and it's tough because
time.
The trolley problem is a hard question to ask.
It just means that a
yeah.
broken clock.
But
can be
that's why they have you ask it in ethics class, is to help you understand what choices are you making.
Yeah.
And why are you making them? And I'm not here to debate the ethics of the trolley problem. By the way, I'm not going to do that. I have my own opinion on what
it's
I would do
like
with that lever.
Published list
if you don't know what the trolley problem is, look it up. It's a really interesting problem. But it really makes you question why would I make that decision? What are the values that I hold to be most important that lead me to that decision?
Yeah, unfortunately.
And I feel
like they like is
this is a time in all of our lives where we as a country
like me,
here in the U.S. and I'm sure in other places in Europe where they're flirting with populism
and
the far right, you need to be asking yourself those questions.
Yeah. So it affects me personally.
What are my values? Why do my values
you can
exist?
Put that realization to
are
good
they mine?
And help us.
Did I come to that conclusion
Let's
or did someone leave me there?
Figure out what the stewards are up to. Then. Then we'll make them powerless.
And, you know, do you hurt people with those values?
Ryan, I'm just...
I...
Does the inaction of those values cause harm to others?
Mm-hmm.
though.
Yep, right. Need quiet. Understood.
If you could let us know.
But, no, this was, like I said, this was a really important scene. We were both very, very...
Don't apologize.
We were very, You've been we knew we wanted to do this scene
just
when we cast, when we created the character of Ryan and cast the role.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't know and, why you've been sleeping.
And it was a moment that we knew we were always going to get to because we had already by that point figured out by the end of season one that we were going to have Kinsey switch sides.
Yeah.
That was sort of like the last thing that needed the lock in place for the Freedom Press and for the Avalons to actually start going after Tunanu and Ninurta in earnest.
To show that not everybody was controlled by the demons.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Still not sleeping, huh?
Yeah, and this is also a very important scene.
Not really. Yeah. No.
I'm actually I'm not a spoiler, but I'm working on a scene that is the direct result of this scene.
This scene the one is who put the gun also in my hand. Very important towards part of later me is just episode.
Yes.
Part of me
I can't wait until we talk about that.
Is still angry with you.
I gotta finish mixing it.
For giving me the means to kill someone.
Oh no, director me is behind. I know, but yes.
I know that it would have meant
we will definitely be talking about it. And it's gonna be interesting to talk about.
I do not want to fight. So just can we focus at the task at hand?
Also, I do love how well Emma's able to channel the I don't want to fight you, you stupid man. I just wanna move on with my day because I just need to exist right now. Like she's so good at the Jen Walters thing from She-Hulk of look, I am angry all the time. It is so easy to get
control my
anger.
You know, if there's one thing I've gotten really good at in the last few months is waiting.
Okay.
But I'm gonna be straight.
So this is like this is one of those scenes that we wanted to write
this
for
sucks
a while.
Ass. Yes.
It was part of why we sort of put Leo in the
role
he did.
Or gaslight him into thinking you weren't about to be executed. Is now walking around getting a tour while we talk to her with kid dogs and our choices to sit here and just what? Wait. Hope she gets the satellite turned back on.
Yes.
That you and Jay get the guy who should have won Kramer's first election out of house arrest. And I mean that's only assuming that's even true. For all we know, she could be leading us into a bigger, more airtight trap.
From
what if you
that
and
side
show
of,
up and get just
the storyline that wasn't just Noir or Jaina.
We knew that
we wanted one of the knights
really used to talk to him.
I'd
here.
Say that's me giving you plenty.
And
of
part of the reason why is because
I just
you know,
don't know if you're gonna do that. Pretty sure
he
you're
mentions
still
it.
The,
you know, he says it in the
I'm
scene.
I'm not making deals with
that,
God's
you know,
train
that
right
he's,
now. So
you know,
I don't love
he feels
that
of he feels like Sam is his brother.
Yep.
And that's part of the dynamic that we started to kind of. Get to like a little bit at the end of Avalon, but it's one of those things that naturally over 6 years
so
would develop.
Morgan. Yet, Jaina seems to be doing.
I know it's
fine.
It's sort of like buried in
the
in subtext and in the lore of the show.
Goddess.
But for anyone
She's
who doesn't know this,
and I was wrong
Tim's
to tell Jaina to stop reaching
uncle,
out to her.
Jake,
clearly, she needed to
was
speak to her
Exodus Avalon
ago.
Before Sam.
From the way she tells
he
it,
was,
Ben
he was
the one who
partnered with Asara's.
And the Morrigan respected
Avalon
her.
Mentor.
So do that! Camulus
and
won't care.
Sam
Morrigan
was
might
raised
be all parts
by
of a
Jake.
War, but Camulus?
Like, he was taken in
he's
by
He's the bloodlust of it.
So,
and when we
Sam
were fighting,
did not
Sekhmet,
realize he had such a
Obsidian,
strong connection
the
to the family that was going to have the king.
That's
but
who
clearly,
I
fate put him in that position.
Yeah.
I and so
to fight without
it makes
about
sense
the
that over 6 years, Sam would have
that.
Dedicated
Sam,
so much
stewards
of his
are
life,
great
especially because he is a naturally
working for a guy who calls himself Tunanu. I really don't see
yeah,
a problem here.
He wants to help people.
Oh,
he wants to have a family.
Already.
It's clearly
there
something we're going to talk about in a little bit.
Yes.
Is saying.
And
he's
and
not a demon.
He,
he's a god.
He would have absolutely half bonded to all these younger
he
kids.
He lorded it over
to
me
to all
while
of these
20
somethings that now suddenly find
he
out
was going
they are
to enjoy
knights, they
feasting
are
off the sacrifice
kings,
of
they are expected to be the next
if
generation
I go out
to lead.
There all rage and violence, I might as well hand myself back over.
And I love how much
Americans that I'm
Sam
the bogeyman he said I was.
Yeah.
That
if we're going
to
beat
Tuanu,
we have to do it differently
he suffered,
from anyone else.
Really,
we
I think he had already matured past it.
Never transforming
he was,
again?
He didn't want to be an angry man
And if you're
anymore,
not Exodus Avalon, does it just pass
Anger's
to Jack
hard,
and be
man.
For the best?
Anger's tough.
Because listen, bro,
like,
I don't exhausting. Know if you've noticed this. He's not here.
It's
also,
he's still back home. And he's
yeah,
probably
also,
wondering
Paul's
if you're okay.
Job here.
Oh,
I just I can't
I mean, look,
overstate that.
Are you the priest of Avalon or are you the priest of Camulus?
So
pick a new god.
Stellar all season.
Yeah.
Leo, do you actually hear yourself? Or is it all just sort of white noise to you? This is literally the worst pep talk I've ever heard.
I'm serious.
Leo is
you just told me that if we're going to fight Tunanu, we have to do it differently. So then be
like
different.
Soda.
Change the
yes.
rules.
He lives
if you don't feel like you can go to Camillus like an equal,
it's definitely Red Bull.
Maybe his
yes,
option isn't
like,
the one you need to consider. The Mabinogian mentions like
which
1,000
is great
gods of the
Tuatha De Danann.
I'm
what
sure one of them would
like,
love to have
I did
the
it
ear
on purpose.
Of a priest who stands
Leo
up against their own
coffee
patron.
For entirely
I mean,
too
priorities
long.
Change.
Yes.
That's
In
part of growing up.
Yes. I timed it. He's basically filling the equivalent
like
of a racetrack
years.
Mug.
Would
he's
you just listen?
Coffee out of a cork.
Yeah.
When I met you, I thought all I wanted to do was graduate and become a big hotshot CEO of a car company.
And this was a fun thing to write.
Drive fast cars and meet fast
women. Because we didn't really talk about
what
Leo's motivations were. By the time he's entered
into
the show, originally,
I realized
I've
been in love with Gwen, but was too afraid to be a shitty wingman to Tim.
He's really like the American hotshot studying abroad.
They've all grown up.
So it was nice to actually like explain where he was coming
I'm gonna
from.
Be a tad and
because yeah he was but he was gonna be like a high-powered CEO he was gonna go get a business degree
I don't care
and
about
use the fact
pissing
that he
off
did
a god
it
who thinks my kid
England
should be another knight
look, you know look really special
yeah.
and
I want the god around
successful.
Who cares about the
yeah,
next generation about
successful.
My kid
yeah.
who wasn't even
and,
here
and,
yet
and then he found out he had this
you do man
purpose and his whole outlook
I've been everyone's
changed.
Big brother for years now
and the fact that he
including mine
is vulnerable
Leah,
enough to tell Sam that is so sweet.
Look, that was a lot of emotional vulnerability and growth for me there's now I'm going to need a little more than that.
I love that. That's a lot of emotional vulnerability to go through right now.
I'm just...
I love this scene. So I think this is
not
like...
Sure
like I know this episode's a lot of talking and planning, but for me, the conversations that are happening in this
brother.
Episode...
Are very
are
important.
So good.
This is such an important episode.
Yeah, I know it doesn't seem
and
like it,
Sam.
But it really is. It irons
Greece.
Out where everybody is and things
get
that you may not have
ass.
Known about them that you now know.
It's an important episode for the philosophy of the
minute.
Show.
For
yeah.
sure.
Which we talked about a lot in the first half of the episode.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I just kept
Sam,
and
hey,
then it's an
where are you going?
Episode for the characterization
I want to be back home before my kid gets here.
Between Jaina and Sam.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's kind of the emotional... This is the emotional plot.
Yes.
For Jaina and for Sam.
For sure.
Of what does it mean to be a parent without birthing your own kids?
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's surprisingly, that's
mean?
Become a really important
God,
question again
yeah.
in the last
Next
few
generation.
Months. I can't imagine why.
What does it mean to
He's got a bloody
have
point, you know.
Be, what does it mean if you're a man and you have parental instincts,
but, all I
but your partner
do is
does not
go
want
home and see Jack and Alicia?
What does it mean when you never planned to have children and then you find yourself
but
taking care of
no,
older children?
No, I don't
want to
go
mm-hmm.
home for me. I want to protect them from
war, from the
bloodlust.
Are you, just, are you also a valid parent?
Yeah.
You all heard what I said
and,
to Jaina. I know you bloody well did. So why is it I can give her a pass but not one for myself?
And this right here where he's
yeah.
talking to the gods.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
Also, probably one of the funniest
I don't
sound
be this angry
cues
anymore.
That I've ever
you
had
hear me?
In my life. Because
I'm not
the
that
God
man anymore.
That he bonds.
I'm not
to
doing this if it's just because
Danda.
You want
he
me to fight.
He is known in mythology as
I'm
the
doing
father
this because I
of
have
the
a family to protect.
He is like the ultimate father
help
figure.
Me protect it.
And so we were trying to figure out what the sound effects would be for him. And this bitch right here writes SFX, the sounds of Converse's like lacing up, tongues
no,
clicking,
you
know,
I'm
dad sounds.
You
I'm like,
you suck.
I have to find this actual clip, because like actual quote.
I might be able to find it faster than you, but we'll see.
You've answered me before.
It is in transcripts.
I suppose if I'm going to give Jaina advice, I have to take it for
wait,
myself.
It's not transcripts, it's transcripts.
I will protect my family. As you protect
yeah,
all
Sam,
the two
Yeah, Sam, you get
Arthur.
It, buddy.
I answer you, Dagda.
Dear, yeah.
Now you answer me.
Here it is. Something related to Dagda happens. The drone of a lawnmower. The sound of New Balance sneakers being laced. Tongs cooking an over barbecue. The sound of
that is a
And then, I'm very proud of this transformation sequence.
Oh, this is
I have to be because it was it drove me nuts.
She swore a lot.
I did.
And then she like threw her head after she threw her headphones down and walked over to go angrily cross stitch.
Yes.
For an hour.
I did.
Blessed are those who defend in the name
such an
of
awesome
the God.
Job.
Yeah.
The I love. I love the little that he does. Like, and. One of the things I love about this scene
Sam,
is it's a great example, just like you're going to see in later episodes that we saw kind of when Jaina first
Leo
transformed
was right.
again.
It was always right, but I was being stubborn.
They're in such a different position with the gods than they were.
Of course Camulus wouldn't want me.
Because he takes that power from the Dagda, and you can tell the rest of this episode he is powered by Dagda. Like, Dagda's in the back of his head whispering in his ear, but he's not in control. Sam is in control, and that's the big part of it.
Talk to our kids.
One of my favorite things about a lot of Norse paganism specifically has very much a vibe of
Sam?
When you pray to gods, you don't pray going, please, 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 please. You say, okay, I'm going to do this, in return, do this for me.
Yeah.
And we have an accord.
That came out wrong.
And if I break that accord, oh well, I break it. You don't have to do the thing that I told you you were going to do. But
if you're done rebuilding the server, I'm sure
we're going to try. It resets your expectations.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is the thing we carried through with Jaina and Samus. The way their relationship to the gods... Where they're not going to get through this fight.
Yeah, I mean,
because if the and I think we could talk a little bit about it. If the thing that Tunanu and Ninurta are banking on is fear and blind fidelity.
Yes.
If you just try.
That is the same power source that the old ways worked with, that the old gods worked with. The spirits of revolution are not old gods. They are new gods. And if you paid attention to the convention, you already kind of know
my
that.
Words, find my homestead.
Yeah. Like, I just, like, breaks right through that firewall. Yep. And we wanted to make sure that that sort of came through here.
Alicia, can you hear us?
Jaina, this is better really than you.
Aww.
Are you okay? Is Sam okay too?
Right here, kiddo.
Oh my god. What?
I'm so happy. Like,
thought...
this is such a good
so
moment.
Merlin?
Also,
Jack,
really great sound
here.
Design. This is an excellent special effect.
Sam.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that. It was very hard to do.
Magic.
Sam? Jaina?
No
way, is that really you?
It's us, Jack. Sam invoked a god to help us cut through the noise.
Oh, crack it! You two like baby birds. Kicked it out the nest and you learned to fly again. Sam really
did. You just started in your own joke.
I know.
Surprisingly
I wrote the joke.
Put together.
I laughed at it. You're not supposed to do that. I'm a bad comedian.
No, it's okay. You're fine.
Recently stopped me from mixing my peas in my porridge. Back to living forward. Explains why I was getting rid of
that line I wrote.
Yeah, that
I'm quite cool. Happy with.
I'm gonna try to boost this connection. Recall.
That was fun to do. Do you know how hard it is to do doing
you
a spell
Noir.
Over a phone line?
Yeah, he got
very
back
hard.
Rescue
and you're an excellent director.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's been a week, Dad.
And now, it's clear.
And you'll tell me all about it when I get back.
There's you that moment safe. In the back where Jack says, Dad, and Julie goes, Dad, and you hear Carrie smack him. Just whack, shut up.
We're pretty sure there's at least one fae god trying to meddle. Oh my god, Jack.
Which, you know, that's fun, too, because, like, that mirrors, like, my own relationship with my family, because, like, you know, for any of you out there who have step-parents,
sure. Safe.
I don't know if you did this. I definitely did this. My mom was always Mom. My stepmother was always still her first name, because I met her later. And my stepfather was always either his name or Dad. It just depended on the mood, like, who was he being at the time. And that's kind
of
how Jack and Alicia treat
god,
Jay and Sam.
Tried to take
but Jay is definitely going to always, I think, be Jaina. They're not really going to ever call her Mom. She didn't really want that role, and she's happy to be Jaina. But that's also why they call Olivia Mama Wolf.
Yeah.
Because in a lot of ways, Olivia is Alicia's mom.
Yeah.
In the way that it takes a community to raise a kid.
I'm sorry, did you say kidnapping?
Just say kidnapping.
I'll tell you all about it over a pipe when you're back.
I like that, just had a breeze right past that.
Oh yeah. A kidnapping. It's like a Thursday.
Good thing you answered the phone then. We need your help for that.
Sorry, do we know
I love that line.
This is
that's
Ben
the first time Ben talks
and
Jack's
hero
like,
here.
Definitely
the most important one to the success of this.
Who are you?
He's the revolution.
Oh no.
And he wants to help take out Tunanu more than anyone else.
Jack ever meets him, he's gonna be like, oh no, he's hot! He's hot!
More like, I see how we're gonna use our plan
like
to set us
it's
up.
Not, we're not
success.
Doing anything with that, but no. I like that. That's a nice vibe.
That's why I said, oh no.
That passes the vibe check.
All their dirty
indeed.
Laundry and show people you and Sam freeing the president elect.
Hmm.
And then we're going to go after Tunanu.
Yeah.
On camera.
On camera. I like how the way Jaina says that is almost like Scooby-Doo style. Like, on camera.
Sure the
she's so ready. And then I got to have fun with some more music cues here. I always love getting to do this, where I sort of just transition into the theme.
That was
always
slick.
Fun.
That was slick.
Thank you. It's so much fun. All right, so... anyway, that was episode 20. I know it was a lot of heavy stuff.
Laura
so,
Post as Jaina Tyler. Ben Hernandez as Ben Pelson. Revolution. David Ault as Sam Tyler. Exodus Avalon.
If you're on the Discord, let us know
Paul
what you think.
Brueggemann as Leo Blake. Anthony Fleece as Julian Alexander.
There's a lot of
Anna Kelly Rodriguez as Casey Sloan.
Kind of heavy, but
MC Earl Garcia as Kerry Arthur. Devin Boer as Ryan. Talib Bridges as Ambassador Kinsey. Sarah Palmero as Alicia Arthur. Jalen Frisbee as Jack Arthur. And Chris Bays as Merlin.
I hope I made
Sensitivity readers Mark Allen Jr. and Sarah Palmero.
Maybe made you laugh. Maybe
written by Catherine Pride and Chris Bays. Music by Josh Mullen at thetunepeddler.com. Directed by Catherine Pride. Produced by Pendant Productions.
Next month,
this production is copyright 2024. Pendant Productions.
And then after episode 21,
Genesis Avalon, created by Catherine Pride. Copyright 2024.
So it'll all start. We will see you next month.
Bye.
Bye.